Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome, everybody. We're on our way. Remember Taxi Ride?
No.
Okay. Australian band. Legendary. 1998.
I don't think they'll appreciate that cover.
Probably not. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We're on the letter A. Today's term is a granulocyte.
Which one?
Not a granulocyte, but a granulocyte.
All right.
So A-G-R-A-N-U-L-O-C-Y-T-E. I spelled that off the top of my head. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there's three parts to this word.
Yep, yeah. A.
Are you happy with that?
As in A.
Let's start with the N part. So this is the last part of the suffix compound last point.
Right. Everyone's
sight.
Loving this.
Sight.
Sight.
It just means
it
cell.
It means to see. Oh, in that sense. Oh, C-Y-T-E.
Yep. Yeah, C-Y-T-E.
Okay, yep.
So that's cell. So it's some type of cell.
Good. Good start.
Granulo means it's a cell.
Containing things.
Yeah. Yep. But because it's got an A at the start.
It doesn't contain things.
It's without.
That's stupid. Then just call it a site, right? Isn't that the dumbest thing? It's like saying, oh, that's an amyocyte. It's not a muscle cell. Okay, cool. Why don't you describe it by what it is?
Well, this is actually
it's describing it by what it isn't. That's stupid.
That's true. And this is going to be interesting later when I talk about the conditions associated with this structure or this thing.
Right. So back to the
beginning. Granulocyte is a white blood cell that doesn't have granules within the cytoplasm.
So
usually speaking, when we look at the white blood cells.
They usually do. All right, so it's basically the only one that doesn't.
Well, there's a group.
Oh, here we go.
The lymphocytes.
Yeah.
And the monocytes.
And they're both agranulocytes. Okay, so go back to the beginning of cells.
Cells or white cells?
No, white cells, because that's what we're focusing on. So starting at the broadest category of white blood cells, which you just called leukocytes, or where do you want to begin here?
No, we'll go to where all blood cells are made, and that's in the red bone marrow.
Okay.
Is that what you meant?
No, sort of, but that's fine. No, we can do this. Yeah, go on.
So in your red bone marrow, you have stem cells, multipotent stem cells, which they can kind of become different lineages, but yep. They're not a full pluripotent, which means they can become anything.
So I'm just like you, I can't say words today. Pluripotent means a cell can become anything, and multi just means it can become many.
Yeah, many lineages or more than one lineage.
But they're both stem cells.
Both stem cells,
right.
And they kind of continue to replenish themselves as well.
All right, so we're focusing here on, so white blood cells don't have a pluripotent stem cell, they've got a multipotent stem cell.
Yeah.
Is there a pluripotent stem cell that makes this multipotent stem cell?
I don't believe so, no. Okay. I think pluripotent would be more going back to the embryo where you could go off into many different lineages.
Right. So what you're saying is as an adult, our stem cells are generally just multipotent.
Yeah, or even limited further, like skin is just skin. So it can't
skin potent.
It can't become just a progenitor cell. It just replenishes itself. It can't become
liver cell. All right.
Yeah. Okay. No, not a liver cell, but it can't become like a melanocyte, or it can't become a dendritic cell. It can only become a keratinocyte.
All right.
Whereas this one, multipotent, it can become a myeloid or a lymphoidal line.
So from this multipotent, there's two options.
Two options.
It goes, I'm going to become a lymphoid cell or a myeloid cell.
Yeah.
Now, are these stem cells in themselves? Can they become other things, or are they set in stone? Like, is a lymphoid cell a lymphoid cell, or can a lymphoid cell become other things?
A lymphoid stem cell.
It becomes a stem cell.
It is a stem cell, but it can, I mean, it's on its way down its lineage, so it can only become really two options, if we're talking the lymphoid one, a lymphocyte or a natural killer cell.
Okay. And then on the other side, you said...
The myeloid, well, this has got more options. It can become platelets, a red blood cell, or most of the granular sites, although there is one agranular site in there.
Okay. So let me get this right. You got a multipotent hematopoietic stem cell.
Which is in your red marrow of your bones. Yep. Right. Good.
It has the capacity to turn into two things.
Two things.
A myeloid stem cell or a lymphoid stem cell.
Correct.
You said the lymphoid stem cell can go, I'm either going to turn into a natural killer cell or a lymphocyte.
And the lymphocytes can be a B or T.
Right.
Happy with that?
Okay. And then the myeloid cell can turn into either a platelet? A
platelet.
A red blood cell.
Yeah.
Or one of the common white blood cells.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. So where is this agranulocyte sitting?
So now the term agranulocyte would have only been given because looking down the microscope, they would have, the people who would have first named these things would have said, well, here's a whole lot of cells. These have granules in it. These don't. I'm going to call these agranulocytes and these granulocytes.
Right. These people are idiots.
Okay. So this makes it difficult when you look at particularly their lineage. Yeah. One group of the agranulocytes are the lymphocytes.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is
TMB.
TMB.
Right.
And they come from the lymphoid line.
Yeah.
And they're predominantly for adaptive immunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've spoken about that. We've done an episode on adaptive immunity.
But unfortunately, there's one character across on the other side, which is the innate, which is the monocyte, and that one is also an agranulocyte.
Where's the monocyte sit in this whole thing? Underneath the myeloid stem cells?
That's right.
That creates all of those white blood cells?
Correct. So all of its cousins are granulocytes, but monocyte, unfortunately, doesn't have any granules.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yours in it.
So, okay, Jesus Christ. So we've got, let's just go leukocytes, right? Let's just stick with leukocytes right now. So white blood cells that everyone knows. Never let monkeys eat bananas, right? We always go with that. So there's five major types of white blood cells. There's neutrophils, there's lymphocytes, there's monocytes, there's eosinophils, and there's basophils, right? Mm-hmm. And that covers, again, everything we've just spoken about. So the lymphocytes are the T and B. So neutrophils, T and B lymphocytes, Monocytes, eosinophils, and basophils. So right. of these
five,
how many are agranular? Which ones?
Lymphocytes. And monocytes.
Okay. So today we're talking about agranulocytes, yep. which are T and B cells and monocytes.
Yep.
Great. That took 7.5 minutes. All right. So.
Which means if you were to count all
so
your.
So they're from different, but they're from different lineages is the point you're correct, making. Is correct. That they're actually not the same thing.
No.
They are, they're both white, they're all white blood cells.
Yeah.
But from different lineages.
Yeah.
Does that matter?
No.
So why do we spend 7 minutes on it? No, okay. So that's all right. So what do they do? What are the, okay, they're agranular. What are the granules present in the granular sites? What
are they? Yeah, they are usually proteins that can instruct the immune system to do other things, like to call on or purely just to degrade and, you know, like if you want to look at basophils,
yeah.
they have these preformed granules. And also mast cells, they have preformed granules. An example of the granule would be histamine.
Yeah.
And when they degranulate, they spill this histamines and heparin and so forth out, which induces a more significant inflammatory response.
So it's sort of like the granular sites have guns with bullets and they can – and they're the granules.
It's just their type of defense. That's
and
right.
And the agranular sites don't have any guns with bullets. They've got a knife.
They've got other ways.
A knife hand.
Well, if you look at the monocyte,
yep.
the monocytes, they when they mature,
yep.
they become a macrophage and a dendritic cell.
Big
so,
eater.
So they're just eaters. Right. So they just gobble things up rather than shooting stuff at them. Okay.
Right.
And then the lymphocytes, well, they do more complicated communication.
Yeah.
Produce antibodies and some just go around killing things.
Yes, but they don't necessarily have enzymes or proteins inside that can directly.
Yeah, and that, hence why they're not called a granule. Hence why they're not called granular slides.
Granular slides.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, my gosh. All right. So.
But I think it's fine. It's just unfortunate in the naming, that's all.
Yes. And it's unfortunate that we have to use this heading to discuss this. So, the agranulocytes are the monocytes and the T and B lymphocytes. The monocytes are a type of white blood cell that circulates with the bloodstream, but when it hits the site of infection at tissues, it can turn into a macrophage and just gobble up anything that shouldn't be there. Dead cells, yeah, bacteria, whatever it may be.
But also just to annoy you, there's also macrophages that are just living in tissue all the time and they're just there regardless of an injury or...
Sure, but they've got nothing to do with agranulocytes, right?
Well, they are agranulocytes.
Yeah, but so is a muscle cell and so is a liver cell.
Well, in the case of white blood cells, they okay. are an agranulocyte.
Okay. And the team B cells, so we know that the B cells can produce plasma cells that create antibodies.
Yep.
That's easy. So they just are basically the parents of plasma cells that make antibodies. And the T cells are important because they can call upon other cells. It depends because there's multiple types of those. So
helper,
they can either helper.
And that would be the
which
one
is, hey, B cells, come and give me a hand or other cells.
They're the general of the army, yep.
And then there's the killer cells.
Or the cytotoxic
T cells, not the killer cells, cytotoxic T cells, which basically they have knives and they just run in and go stab, 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 stab and put holes in things, right? But they don't have guns like the granulocytes. So still none of these have guns.
Okay.
That's meaning bullets. The bullets are the granules.
If that's what you want to use for your analogy. Yeah.
Pew, pew.
So diseases.
Okay.
Do you want, this is a, this is going to be an annoying one.
Okay.
All right, the disease.
Did you do this on purpose?
Partly. Okay, the condition that encompasses this, or maybe it doesn't, is called agranulocytosis.
It makes sense.
What do you think that would be?
Okay, agranulocytosis. I would say that you are producing too many agranulocytes.
That's what I would have thought.
Okay. It's not.
It's not.
You're not producing enough?
Correct.
Right.
So you're not producing enough.
Yeah.
But the A
yes.
means abnormal.
Well, but so it's an so this is an abnormal reduction in just granular size.
That's right. That's right. So when you hear the term agranulocytosis, it's got nothing to do with agranulocytes. It's actually granulocytes.
So for our dear listener, we can say ignore that.
That's right, ignore that. But that's what you're going to see first if you Googled it.
Good point.
And so the classic example would be a neutrophil, because that is a granulocyte.
Sure.
Neutrophil or neutropenia, which is a reduction in neutrophils.
Yeah.
And that's the most abundant white blood cell.
Yeah.
And if you lose number there, you're, you know, a serious risk of infection.
Yeah.
But agranulocytosis is even, it's the lowest form of neutropenia, which is you've basically got like 100 neutrophils per mil.
Okay.
So bugger all.
Right. So what is the disease or disorder?
Well, the one I'll give is HIV is a good one as an example.
And oh, yeah, because of T cells.
And T cells. So yeah. T helper cells are just reducing in number.
The CD4 cells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And therefore you can't coordinate any of your immune reaction.
Yeah.
And your whole immune system is diminished or suppressed. And these people, if it does progress into a condition called AIDS,
yep.
then you generally die from a fairly common infection that most of us would be able to fight off, like a fungal infection.
Yeah, pneumonia, something like that. Okay. Wow. All right. So you did a good job. That is a tricky one. And that, ladies, gentlemen, friends, family, peers, is agranulocytes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.